Sky lives an unconventional life as a 17-year-old homeschooled by her free-spirited mother, Karen, in a technology-restricted household. No smartphones, internet, or television. As she prepares to attend public school for her senior year, her best friend, Six, leaves for Italy, removing Sky's primary emotional anchor. Despite her outward normalcy, Sky harbors a troubling emotional disconnect during romantic encounters, feeling nothing when boys touch her, as if her mind deliberately separates from her body. Everything changes during a routine grocery trip when she locks eyes with Dean Holder, intense blue eyes, casual demeanor, and a smile with unforgettable dimples. Their connection is immediate, but his reaction to her name shifts from anticipation to visible disappointment. When Sky later learns about Holder's troubled reputation, rumors of violence, and a jail stint, she should stay away. Yet during a chance meeting on her evening run, their connection deepens. He remembers minute details about her, charms her mother into allowing them to run together, and leaves Sky breathless in ways no one else ever has. What begins as attraction quickly becomes something more complex. Why does his presence feel both new and strangely familiar? And why, unlike with other boys, does his touch break through the emotional numbness she's always experienced? Their relationship unfolds in a push-pull rhythm, intense connection followed by inexplicable withdrawal. Morning runs fill with meaningful glances and comfortable silences. When Sky's mother leaves town, they connect deeper during an evening of baking cookies. In her bedroom, Holder addresses rumors about his violent past while Sky confesses her emotional numbness with others. Her admission that his touch elicits genuine feelings visibly moves him. After weeks apart, Holder appears at Sky's window the night before her birthday. Their first kiss feels like recognition rather than discovery. His gift, a phone card with texting minutes, shows thoughtful consideration of her restricted lifestyle. When confronted about his behavior, he admits, "I've let everyone down in my life that's ever loved me, so I left you before you could start loving me." As they grow closer, mysterious incidents emerge. One night, an intoxicated Holder murmurs, "I love you, Hope," in his sleep, a name that inexplicably unsettles Sky. Later, during an intimate moment after her art exhibition, Sky experiences a panic attack, instinctively counting stars, a behavior she's never understood. Sky's reality shatters when she spots a childhood photograph at Holder's house. Though she's never seen the house in the image, she inexplicably recognizes specific details: the creak, the tire swing, the cracked porch step. The truth emerges. Sky was once Hope, who lived next door to Holder and Leslie until age 5. Her purple bracelet was Leslie's parting gift. Holder had recognized her in the grocery store but remained uncertain until he saw the bracelet. As suppressed memories resurface, Sky learns Karen wasn't a kidnapper, but her aunt who rescued her from sexual abuse by her father. After Sky's disappearance, her father abused Leslie, who committed suicide at 13. The confrontation with Sky's father, still a respected police officer, ends when he takes his own life rather than face justice, leaving Sky to process recovered memories and complex emotions about her abuser. After these revelations, Sky experiences a profound fracture between her identities as Hope and Sky, feeling she abandoned her younger self. Holder guides her through a healing visualization where she confronts her childhood self. Sky imagines finding Hope huddled against the wall of her childhood home. Taking the child's hands, she tells her younger self, "You are so brave, so beautiful, and someday someone will love your heart exactly as it deserves to be loved." This act bridges her past and present selves. Karen's story adds another dimension. She is Sky's biological aunt, who also suffered abuse from her brother. The turning point came when she spotted her brother with Sky at a grocery store, recognizing the same terror she once knew. Despite her brother's protected position in law enforcement, Karen rescued Sky, giving her a new name and chance at life out of courage and empathy. This understanding transforms Sky's perception of their relationship from betrayal to profound protection and love. Skye's journey demonstrates how bodies preserve memories the mind suppresses. Her habit of counting stars during intimate moments continued her childhood coping mechanism unconsciously. Her aversion to princess originated from her father using that term during abuse. Even her chosen name, Skye, connects to Holder's childhood advice to look upward when her father made her cry. Recovery involved narrative integration, transforming traumatic memories from overwhelming sensory experiences into coherent stories. This requires both emotional support from Holder and courage to face painful truths. Memory and identity have a reciprocal relationship. As Skye recovers memories, her sense of self shifts, and as her identity evolves, she becomes strong enough to confront additional memories. Recovery isn't linear, but a complex integration journey. While we can't change our past, we can change our relationship with it, a crucial insight for trauma survivors. Skye progresses from emotional numbness and inability to form connections through tentative trust to capacity for deep emotional intimacy. Skye and Holder's relationship serves as both catalyst and comfort throughout her healing journey. Their shared history creates a safe space for confronting her past, while Holder's own trauma gives him unique insight into Skye's pain. Their connection evolves alongside Skye's recovery. Initially, Skye experiences emotional numbness with him, a defense mechanism from childhood trauma. As she reconnects with her past, she becomes increasingly capable of genuine intimacy. When Skye first asks Holder to have sex, it's an attempt to reclaim what her father stole. Holder's refusal demonstrates his commitment to her genuine well-being rather than temporary comfort, establishing deep trust between them. Their eventual intimacy represents genuine connection rather than an attempt to erase the past. Their physical relationship develops naturally as Skye processes her trauma, showing how healthy intimacy can be part of healing when built on mutual trust. The novel's title works on multiple levels, as Holder and Leslie's nickname for Hope, but more profoundly as a description of the seemingly insurmountable situations facing each character. Karen's abuse, Skye's trauma, and Holder's grief create a tapestry of seemingly irredeemable circumstances. Yet beneath this despair lies a powerful narrative about resilience. Skye's journey from emotional numbness to genuine feeling shows how broken pieces can reassemble into something whole. Karen's transformation from victim to fierce protector demonstrates how survivors can turn pain into purpose. The novel's treatment of truth versus deception emerges as a compelling theme. Each recovered memory helps complete the puzzle of Skye's identity. Authentic healing requires confronting rather than avoiding our deepest wounds. Hopeless offers something paradoxically hopeful, the assurance that even the deepest wounds can be survived, that connection remains possible after betrayal, and that our identities are shaped by our responses to trauma, not the trauma itself. As Skye tells Holder, "Thank you for losing me that day, because if you hadn't, my life wouldn't be what it is now."